Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Ty Dillon joining the morning shift, the driver of the number 10 car.
Yeah, the camper's NRV door just flung open, Allie, and obviously we're live down here at Echo Park Speedway. And Ty Dillon joining us, driver of the number 10 car. And look, man, this past February, your brother did this exact same thing and rolled into our RV. Now, it was probably 18 degrees outside, so a little bit of a different feel. But he too had that look on his face as the camper's in RV door opened up. Like, I don't know that I've ever done an interview in a fifth wheel, but here I am. So appreciate you joining us, man.
I love it, man. It's cool to be here. I love the setup. You guys are set up to have some fun this weekend. We were planning on being here a little earlier. Our flight ended up taking an hour and 50 minutes. Usually it's a 50-minute flight, but we circled around here. I think we've already got about 25 laps around the track, just above it a little higher, a little bit of fog this morning.
Yeah, well, look, man, you live over in the Charlotte area, so I'm assuming you know what the weather's been like in the southeast for here in Atlanta. It's been 20 minutes of rain every day and then clears up, and then it's been hot. It hasn't been too bad. So appreciate you so much hanging out with us. Yeah. Let's start with this track. Yeah. Let's start with Echo Park Speedway. Obviously, you've been on the circuit for years. You understand the history of this track, the next-gen car, everything that's going on with the reconfiguration here. It's a night race Saturday night, so it changes a little bit from what it was back in February, but your expectations for what we're going to see Saturday night?
It's going to be wild. It's going to be a great race and three-wide race, and I think some of the best finishes over the past couple years have come here at Atlanta Speedway. For me personally, this hasn't been a place where results have come easy since the repave. Before, this was probably my best track, one of my best tracks on the old surface. I won here in the Truck Series. Just always had a lot of confidence. I think I made my first Cup start ever here at Atlanta.
There you go.
So I've always had a lot of confidence, but the repave has been tricky for me. It's not that we haven't been fast or competitive. Just haven't finished one without being in the crash or being called up yet, really. So earlier this year, we had a flat tire that damaged our car and put us behind. And hopefully, with our head-to-head matchup and everything going on this weekend, all the excitement for that, we'll have a good, solid finish and be able to run up front. This is one of these races that we can certainly get up there and win.
I love it.
You know, I don't mean to size the guy up, but you look a little bit bigger than Austin.
Looking straight up,
I was like, okay, Austin was a little bit, felt more like looking eye to eye, and I'm like, I don't like this. I'm way the shorter guy.
Yeah. I love it, man.
I'm a little bigger,
Ty Dillon, driver of the number 10. Look, I want to ask about a difference between – you've driven in every series, and you've done well in them. What is the difference – because we're nerds, and we have iRacing stuff, and we do the iRacing, and you can tell a difference when you get in different cars. But what is the difference of the handling of an Xfinity car with this new Cup car with the next-gen?
With the Xfinity car, that style of racing is kind of our old-school racing, what we used to do. When I was a rookie, my first 4 or 5 years in Cup before I went to this next-gen car, it's more sliding around. You don't have as much locked-in grip, but there's a little more forgiveness to the slide. You can yaw them out a little bit more. You can run them a little more on the edge and get away with it. But the overall grip feeling is less, and the overall speed sensation is a little less. Now, we might be carrying the same amount of miles per hour, but it just doesn't feel the same in those cars because you're not really stuck to the ground. Now, in the Xfinity or the next-gen car in the Cup Series, the style has changed so much. All of us Cup drivers have had to adapt. And back in the day, the Xfinity and Cup cars felt exactly the same. Now they couldn't be any different. It's like playing hockey and playing football. It just doesn't even match up when you go back to try to run it. The grip is a lot higher to take off, but the edge is a lot shorter. So you can drive it on the edge, and these cars want to be driven on the edge. But once you get to that edge, the cliff is a massive drop off, and it's hard to save these cars. Where an Xfinity car, you can take it to that edge, but you might be able to slide and save. And there's a lot more forgiveness there. This thing, it is not forgiving at all if you make mistakes.
I do want to ask you about the in-season tournament in just a second, but before we get there, it was funny. We were talking to Ross Chastain the other day, and I asked him about what Shane Van Gisbergen thought about plate racing or draft racing or whatever you want to talk about. And he said the first comment that he got from SVG was like, you guys are idiots. He's like, everybody knows you're probably going to wreck. And he was like, the crazy thing is you wreck, and then everybody behind you probably knows you're going to wreck, and they still drive into you. He's like, it's the craziest thing. So, and that broke into a conversation about Echo Park Speedway and the handling being different than here in Daytona and Talladega. So just walk us through that a little bit, because it looks like the track's graying up a little bit.
Yep.
It looks like the handling is going to be a big thing. We just had Larry McReynolds. He walked out right before you came in, and he was talking about the differences in the handling and the setups and everything else. So for people that aren't familiar and that are coming down here to Echo Park Speedway that maybe have seen a Daytona or a Talladega, handling seems to be imperative here.
Yeah, I think you look back to some of the old school Daytona races in the summer, maybe in the heat, where there was a lot more. It's still drafting, but you can see the cars moving around. You actually see cars that perform better as the run goes on. We're all aware that the surface is going to wear here a little bit different than Daytona Talladega. It's a smaller track, so it's not going to be able to be wide open all the time. So we're also adapting. This is the first time we're going through this with a track at this size with this kind of super speedway style racing. But, you know, you throw – if it was midday tomorrow that we were racing, that would
right.
be one thing. But you get it under the lights. The darkness helps gain a little bit more grip. But it still will have less grip than we had here in the spring. So it's going to be adapting for all of us. We don't know what to expect. We expect that we're going to have some handling characteristics that need to be – fix, but you still got to have that raw speed factor. So it's going to be the balance is how much speed can you build in the race car and the driver still be able to handle it out there.
It's funny to listen to him say spring because we were here and it was 18 degrees
yeah.
outside.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how much spring it was.
I always split up our season. Like,
yeah, I know.
The first race is I just call it the spring race.
Yeah,
the second
yeah.
race I call it. There's no in between.
Your brother walked in here with four layers on and you could see his breath when he walked inside. Yeah. So
I think about the difference and you're talking about this track. This track is so different. This track's different than other super speedways. But then like last week you're at Pocono.
Yeah.
Right. And I want to go back to Pocono. How tricky, because every turn at Pocono is different. The tunnel turn is one where you can kind of don't even have to really – I mean, I don't know how it is for you guys. I'm sure y'all break a little bit, but you can almost just let off and kind of coast through and maybe throttle through it. But then the other ones, you're dropping gears and stuff.
Yeah.
How different is each turn at Pocono? Because that track is fast, but it's a lot of work.
Yeah, apparently for our group it was difficult. Our Collar Racing team and RCR, our technical alliance groups there together, we just struggled. I think we probably had positions 20 through 25 locked down for that race, and unfortunately Kyle Busch spun out in front of me, and I got collected in that as well. But, you know, I think the tough part about Pocono is we all felt pretty good in turn one, but for our cars to feel good in turn one, they didn't feel great in turns two and three. And those are a little bit more similar, but you got the bump in two to navigate. I think three is probably the most important corner you want to focus on and try to be the strongest at. But like you said, you have to balance three totally different corners, and that's a very hard thing to do. And the guy who does it the best obviously wins. So it's probably the most unique challenge that we have across the board outside of just road course racing where you have all these different corners. But you know, Pocono has not been a great place for us in the past, and this past weekend wasn't something that we're real proud of, but everybody struggles there a little bit. It's just who can struggle the least.
Yeah, that track is tough, man.
Visiting with Ty Dillon, driver of the number 10 car, as we preview the Quaker State 400 available at Walmart down here at Echo Park Speedway, live from the fifth wheel, the Campers Inn fifth wheel. So beautiful rig. Shout out to them for hooking us up. I want to go back to the in-season tournament because we have talked to a number of drivers over the last couple of weeks, and I think, you know, Jeff Gluck tweets out Chase Elliott's comment about, you know, I'm not really paying attention to it. I can't drive it any harder. I'm not trying to win anymore. We talked to Chase Briscoe a couple days after that, and Chase Briscoe just kind of laughed at it. He was like, dude, the minute the bracket came out, you know, I wanted to see it and see who I was matched up with and see the things throughout. What are your thoughts on the in-season tournament and the bracket challenge? And Larry was in here a minute ago. He's doing the Altcast, the True TV Altcast, and he's like, we're going to be focused on the bracket challenge. It's such a unique thing and something we've never seen in NASCAR.
Yeah, I think those who care about the sport and care about the future and getting fans involved doing fun stuff are excited, like myself. I think this is a really fun thing for us. I matched up against Denny. Unfortunately, we had probably our worst three races in a row for the seeding races. Which
I was laughing earlier because I have an SVG shirt on right now. I'm like, he's not even in it. You know, he's not even in it. He won a race a couple of weeks ago. It's just all about the timing of the seeding.
Yep. So we're a 32nd seed against a one seed with Denny this weekend. But the way it works out is this Atlanta race, anything can happen.
It's perfect.
So if we can knock Denny out early here, get the number one seed out of our bracket, I think we go to a place like Chicago and Sonoma. Like, we were really good at the road courses and really good there in Mexico City. I think it's an opportunity for us to make it pretty far in this thing and move. But, you know, there's guys like Chase who doesn't really get excited about anything in our sport. And doesn't really care about anything. And it's frustrating sometimes when you have a guy that's that popular, it doesn't really care. But, you know, I think a lot of us guys that care about the growth of our sport, this is a really exciting time for us, and doing it with TNT is going to be a cool deal.
It was interesting here, and I didn't even thought about it, but we brought it up to Larry, and he's like, you know, if you're a crew chief on a box and you're at a place like this and you're trying to make decisions on fuel and pit stop, and he's like, you're going to know, and you're probably going to tell your driver where his competitor is in the field, you know, in alignments, and, you know, lining up inside, outside at the choose cone. Yeah. It's a lot of different dynamics at play there.
Well, I mean, you don't want to really think about this, but I've had friends come up to me like, hey, you know, it is $1 million if you win it. Would you just crash the guy you're against every week? And I'm like, you know, most times you laugh at
the old
that
chrome
off,
horn,
like,
if you will.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, $1 million is nice, you know? Like, you know, I don't think you want to do that because you get a long year and years ahead, hopefully. But, you know, it comes down to the last couple of races of this thing. $1 million is a lot, man.
It's a good amount of money.
You're going to see some exciting stuff. And I know if Denny's right one position in front of me on the last lap here, I'm going to do all I can to at least get him out of my way so I can get one more spot. You know?
Yeah.
That'll be huge. And, and upsetting him in the first round would be big for
We'll save that cut for the investigation when NASCAR goes.
It would make me very, very happy if you upset him. But, look, it's just like, what's the difference in moving a guy out of the way to win a race?
Yeah.
You're just moving him out of the way to get one spot to win that $1 million. I want to go more to your personal life, and because, you know, Austin's in here, and he's a big Braves fan.
Yeah, yeah.
He has the PBR thing and stuff. Like, what are you getting into? Because I know you're getting into some stuff outside of the racing world.
Yeah, I have 3 kids, so I have a 7-year-old, 4-year-old, and a 1-year-old.
God bless you, man. I've got 2, and it's a hurricane.
Yeah, we just flew them all down here, so we're exhausted already. We got up at 4 this morning to get everything going. But I'm a huge Braves fan as well. We actually just threw out the first pitch in the Reds game about a month or so back. Took my kids to the game. So Austin and I grew up going to Braves games, so we're big into that. But just right now, outside of racing, it's just be involved in my kids' life. My older two are starting to get into sports a little bit. So I'm a huge sports fanatic. Love the Braves, Panthers, Hornets, NBA draft was the other night, Hurricanes fan. So I'm all into different sports.
Calm down with that Panthers talk.
Yeah,
here, man.
We don't do that.
I think we're set up for a couple fun years, Penix and Bryce.
You know, yeah, oh, yeah.
There you go.
And
yeah.
I like the way it started. So.
But yeah, your wife drove, right?
Yeah, she raced the little quarter midget cars growing up. Her and her family traveled all over the country. Her brothers were really into it. They ended up racing legend cars, and that's how her and I met. They drove from Washington State. That's where she's from. Came over for the summer shootout series up at Charlotte Motor Speedway. They have a similar series here in Atlanta.
Thursday Thunder.
The Thursday Thunder. But that's how our families met. Their family parked beside our family, and her and I, we didn't really connect then. We knew each other, but our families became really close, and that's how we
You ever get back to the hauler, and she's like, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that?
She's a pretty good support system. She doesn't beat me down. She's always picking me up. She's probably the best part of my career that's kept me going, and I always love having them around.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So.
Before we let you go, I do got to point out, because we made this a fun bit on the show about a month ago. I took my wife, Doug and I, we took our wives to the Coke 600, and we sold it to them by telling them we're going to a vineyard.
Oh,
we
went
to the Children's Vineyard.
Perfect.
We were like, hey, we're going over to Charlotte and going to a vineyard for the weekend. And then before they know it, we're out at Charlotte Motor Speedway for the Coke 600 and able to enjoy that, man. Just such a cool thing. We went to the museum up there, obviously, at Children's Racing.
And
it's a cool deal. It's a cool family to be a part of, I'm sure. And,
I think
you've seen a lot
promo
of stuff.
Every guy out there that wants to come out
exactly.
to Charlotte, sell them on you're going to take your wives or your significant other to the Children's Vineyards.
Yep.
Come on, we'll set you up. We got some great wine there.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's on Saturday. Friday, you tour the race shots, right?
I was going to say.
Well, they're actually only one exit apart. So you can.
They are.
The wives want to stay there and have some more wine. You can go
there
over
you go.
One exit down. It's about 5 minutes difference, and it's only about 35 minutes from the track. So
That's Ty Dillon, driver of the number 10 car, previewing the Quaker State 400 available at Walmart down here at Echo Park Speedway. Thanks so much for hanging out with us.
Guys.
Good luck. Good luck not only in the race but in the bracket challenge. We'll be paying attention to you versus Denny, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Nudge Denny.
We parked our bus right beside each other. Intimidation started.
The bus drivers, did they keep inching up?
I guess so. We roll in, and his bus is right there, and my bus is like, I wanted to start the intimidation.
I love it.
I'm like, all right, cool, let's do that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.